And the state of Louisiana is struggling to recover after being slammed by Ida. At least 169,000 Louisiana children are out of class because of the storm. All of this following a very rough reopening in the fall, which led to thousands of COVID-19 infections, quarantines, and classroom closures. News Nation's Felicia Bolton has the latest on the recovery efforts tonight. Felicia.
Rudy Bay is going to be a very long road for recovery for people in Louisiana. And some of the worst hit areas, many schools are still closed. Some are reopening, but requiring students to return to online learning. But with homes damaged and electricity problems plaguing families, that's an unlikely feat.
From emergency flights out of the state to water rescues on neighborhood roads, Louisianans are struggling to survive after their homes were destroyed by Hurricane Ida.
My husband and I sleep at night. I'm back in the driveway. The battery only lasts for so long. And that's when we really start suffering.
Thank you so much.
The Red Cross has more than 700 people on the ground, handing out the basic necessities and giving those in need a place to stay.
We still have more than 1,000 people in Red Cross supported and community shelters. So we are still sheltering folks who have been impacted by Hurricane Ida. And at this point in our recovery and our relief efforts, we have served in Louisiana more than 250,000 meals and snacks.
As officials try to rebuild, the COVID-19 pandemic is posing an ever-present problem, especially for children.
Disasters are devastating for everyone that they impact, but especially children. And we've been very fortunate in our shelters here in Louisiana to be able to partner with an organization called Children's Disaster Services.
The state's education department says it's working to get kids back in the classroom. The department says classes for 81,000 children are set to reopen Monday. But as of Friday, 500,000 student schools remained shuttered. August standardized test scores showed a 5% drop in proficiency among students across Louisiana, blamed largely on disruptions from COVID-19. Now many are forced to yet again return to online learning, a hard feat if your home is destroyed.
The state's education superintendent says it will be a matter of weeks before all students can return to class. Some classrooms are so badly damaged, temporary buildings have to be put in place. Right now, though, the Red Cross is asking people to either donate or sign up to volunteer as they help with recovery efforts. Rudy Bay.
Felicia, thank you. And